From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is turning his attention to tax reform after the collapse of the effort to repeal and replace the nation's health care plan. Friday, Republicans were forced to cancel a vote on the replacement bill in the House of Representatives because they did not have enough support. Saturday morning, the president tweeted that the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare, would explode, and said, "We will all get together and piece together a great health care plan for the people. Do not worry." Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said during an interview with the news site Axios Friday that he has been overseeing the administration's tax reform bill for the past 2 months. The Iraqi government announced Saturday that it would temporarily halt the battle to retake Mosul from Islamic State jihadists after reports emerged of heavy civilian casualties. Al-Altlaf Mousani is a representative with the World Health Organization in Jordan.
It is our understanding that there was an incident, and we have worked with the local health actors, and they've confirmed at least 100 are dead.
The halt in fighting was announced as the American-led coalition conducts an investigation into airstrikes that some reports say recently killed more than 100 civilians. A coalition statement said it has opened a formal investigation into the casualty credibility assessment. The statement also said coalition planes routinely strike Islamic State targets in the neighborhood, and coalition forces take all reasonable precautions during the planning and execution of airstrikes to reduce the risk of harm to civilians. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. European Union leaders marked the 60th anniversary of the bloc's founding treaty on Saturday, despite knowing that Britain plans to officially trigger exit proceedings next week. In a solemn declaration ending the summit, the leaders of the remaining 27 member states sought to end paralysis that has gripped the bloc on several issues and enshrined the notion that some member states will be able to move ahead on some issues while others stay on the sidelines. EU Council President Donald Tusk called on member states to renew their commitment to European unity.
Only a united Europe can be a sovereign Europe in relation to the rest of the world. And only a sovereign Europe guarantees independence for its nations, guarantees freedom for its citizens.
Leaders are hoping that the pomp and show of unity will give a boost to a Europe dragged down by economic problems, an immigration crisis, and growing populist anti-Europe movements in many nations. Pakistan says it has started fencing off its long border with Afghanistan, and areas vulnerable to cross-border militant attacks are being given a priority. Army Chief General Qamar Javed Bajwa revealed the project during a visit Saturday to tribal districts, including Mohmand, near the Afghan border, where what he called terrorists assaulted outposts from across the other side and killed 5 Pakistani soldiers this month. Pakistan and Afghanistan share a nearly 2,600-kilometer border that's largely porous. Both countries blame the other for encouraging terrorist infiltration to support deadly attacks on their soils. A Syrian monitoring group says at least 16 people died from airstrikes on a prison in northwestern Syria. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said Saturday prisoners and staff were killed in the strikes in the rebel-held city of Idlib. The observatory says it has received reports that some of those killed were fleeing after the airstrikes and were shot by prison staff members. Idlib is an opposition stronghold where Russian warplanes have been known to carry out strikes in support of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy to Syria, Staffan de Mistura, on Saturday met with Syria's UN Ambassador Bashar al-Jafari as part of the latest round of Syrian peace talks in Geneva. Later, de Mistura met with Nasser al-Hariri, the head of the Syrian High Negotiations Committee opposition group. The talks are set to take place over several days and include issues of governance, election, a new constitution, and terrorism. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.